CEQA pursuant to the 2020 Orange County Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1. For projects where a previous environmental document, that being Final Program AR 589, is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for the proposed tenant improvement. Proposed B map, vesting tenant of tract map 19151, is a subdivision of a 10.86 acre site within planning area 3.2A of the ranch plan community in 73 numbered lots for conventional single family detached dwellings, 2 lettered lots for private motor courts, and 13 lettered lots for landscape open space recreation areas. General access to the tract is provided by Leonard Drive and Bunkhouse Drive via Legato Road. The map has been designed to form 3 public streets and 2 private motor courts. The motor courts take access from Autumn Way, one of the 3 proposed in-tract public streets. The proposed map proposes a net density of 8.87 dwelling units per net acre, and the number of lots oriented on each private motor court are 3 to 4 per motor court. The 2 private motor courts providing access to the lots are designated as lots A and B. Lettered lots C through O are designated for open space and recreation. As previously mentioned, this committee should have received a memo indicating an update to the staff report provided. The memo indicates that the applicant has provided a copy of the revised Orange County Authority Fire Master Plan, service request number 298016, approved by the OCFA on January 10, 2022. The Fire Master Plan was revised to match fire hydrant locations as shown on the proposed tentative map. This update to the staff report does not change any recommended actions of this item. Vesting tentative tract map 19151 contains no variations and no deviations from standards. Therefore, OC Land Development recommends that the subdivision committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. This concludes staff's presentation of this item. Staff is available to answer any questions this committee may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Before I open up to the committee, I do have one just quick question. Where you made the statement that there's no deviations from standards, this map does include a series of alternative development standards, correct?
The deviations from standards, though.
Was that in relation to the fire approval?
More along those lines, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make that clarification because I'm sure our applicants in the room would have something to say possibly about the alternative development standards if those were not included. So just thank you for that clarification. All right, I don't have any other comments or questions as any of our
Just one clarification. In the presentation, I identified 13 lettered lots, and the report says 15 lettered lots. Just want to make sure that have the correct number identified there.
Let's see here. It is 15 lettered lots total. I think I broke it down into 2 lettered lots to distinguish the motor courts from 13 lettered lots for the recreation.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
And just to speak to that point, Mr. Furno, the actual agenda was agendized with the 15 as well, so we should be, it should be fine. Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the committee online before we open the public hearing?
This is Eric Hull with Goatee Park. I appreciate the presentation by Mr. Welch. No questions or comments at this time. Thank you.
All right, hearing no one else on the line, I will go ahead and open the public hearing. I see that we do have a representative in the room, I believe Mr. Jay Bullock, and we also have the member of the public, Jared Schaffel, online. So which of you would prefer to speak on this item or go first?
I'll go ahead and get started. Jay Bullock, Rancho Mission Viejo. Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the commission. The project is currently being owned by Rancho Mission Viejo, but as Ms. Schaffel mentioned, it's in the process of being sold to the builder, which is Truemark.
Jay, if you, Mr. Bullock, if you wouldn't mind, can the members online hear Mr. Bullock, or would you like me to ask him to come a little closer to the mic here?
I can barely hear.
Would you mind stepping up a little closer?
It won't take me long.
We're asking you to put some extra steps into your day.
Yeah, thanks. So Rancho Mission Viejo is the current owner of this property, and the eventual owner and will be homeowners that Trumark will build the homes and sell to. So on behalf of Rancho Mission Viejo, we thank Mr. Welch and the staff for the excellent staff report, and we appreciate the recommendation of approval. I'm here to answer any questions, and I'm sure one of the questions will be about the conditions of approval. Both Janice and myself reviewed the conditions, and they're acceptable to us. But I'll give Janice a chance to confirm that and see if she has any other statements she wants to make. So I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. So, Ms. Jackal, would you like to speak to this item as well? Introduce yourself and maybe spell your name for the record as well, just to ensure that our secretary has that.
Sure. My name is Janice Jackal. And that's S-H-A-C-K-L-E, and I am with Trumark Homes. So we will be the builder for this tract, and I just wanted to kind of attend and listen in. We're excited to give you another project in the town of Orange, and wanted to thank staff for all their time on this project. And at this time, I don't have any other comments unless anybody has any questions.
Ms. Jackal, I just want you to also confirm that you have read the staff report and you're aware of all the conditions of approval, since you will be the builder for the testing center track map and will be required for the implementation of the conditions that are so far attached.
Yes, I have the conditions, and I don't have any issues with any of the conditions.
Okay, thank you. Do the members of the committee have any questions for either Mr. Bullock or Ms. Jackal at this time?
No.
Hearing none?
No.
All right, I will go ahead and close the public hearing.
You might want to check and see if there is somebody else just for the...
Oh, sure.
Just for the sake of
open the public hearing. Are there any other members of the public or any other official members that wish to speak to this item? Hearing and seeing none, are there any additional lines that have called in?
There was one additional, but no one's saying anything, so.
Okay, so if you are on the line, we have one additional phone number there. If it is someone from the public that wishes to speak on this item, please indicate so. If not, we will move to close. I will be closing the public hearing. So hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. Alrighty, so I'm going to put this item back to the committee. Are there any other comments, questions, anything you would like to speak to Mr. Welch? I know I would like to say thank you again for the presentation. It really makes it a lot easier to see in the room. But we will work to have something like that online in the future. So if I may ask our committee to please make a motion, or?
Madam Chair, I'm prepared to call the vote departure. I'll be happy to take a shot at that.
Okay.
I move to approve testing tenant track map number 19151 for sub-area 3.2A within planning area 3, subject to the attached recommended actions, findings, and conditions of approval stated in the staff report, and acknowledge that final EIR 589 previously certified November 8, 2004, and subsequent addendum is adequate to satisfy the requirements.
I guess I would have one question on that, that recommended action. Mr. Welch, is there anything that we need to speak to that was provided in the additional memo? Does that change any of the conditions of approval, or is it just information?
As previously mentioned, does not change anything. No conditions of approval, no findings or recommended actions.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, so we do have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a second.
Judy Kemp for Dev Services.
Judy.
All right, so we have a first by Eric, and we have a second by Judy, Ms. Judy Kemp. All right, so all in favor, please say aye.
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 So, and hearing no nays, double negative there. The item has moved for approval, so that item is approved. Again, thank you very much to everyone online, kind of going through our mechanics of trying to doing implementing the online and hearing the motions and ensuring that we have the right people and all that. And again, thank you. Good luck to TrueMark and Rancho Mission Viejo on their build out of this tentative track map. We're moving forward with those approvals. So that brings us to the public comment section of the agenda. I really don't see any additional members of the public other than that one online. I'm checking with our secretary.
No additional callers.
Okay, so is there anyone that wishes to speak during the public comments period of any off-agenda items? I know we have one line that's online, unidentified caller, I guess. So I just wanna make sure that we allow for that opportunity to speak. Hearing none, we can pretty much move to adjourn this meeting. And again, thank you everyone for your participation. And we will adjourn to the next scheduled meeting on February 16th. I believe we have an item at that time. And we will continue with the online, having the ability to have the meetings online. So thank you. Stay safe, everyone. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.